Now let's continue on. You're still going to have to suffer once in a while with my technological incompetence here in trying to get the fade. So that's the price you pay for getting unedited DVDs. All right, let's continue on. Now, verse 13, we'll finish on here with the gangs and things like this. If you join their gang, they'll tell you, we shall find all precious substance, and we shall fill our houses with plunder. Cast in your lot among us, and let us have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Don't consent to them. Don't yield to that pressure. Don't get yourself so intimidated and emotionally involved in anything that you are intimidated to do something against your better judgment. That can include joining a gang, joining a church, joining an association. That can include marriage. That can include business partners. That can include investment schemes. All of those things. And we live in a world now where evil is right there, everywhere. If you don't believe it, just go on the internet. Everything's there. Keep your foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. All right, now let's come all the way over here to Proverbs 9, because we've covered most of them up to there. But let's stop at 7 on the way to 9. Okay, Proverbs 7. Again, how many times in the Bible, that would be interesting to see, where we're told to keep the commandments, where we're told to hear the voice of God, where we are told to take the advice, whatever. So here it is again. My son, keep my words and store up my commandments within you. See, because that's the mental protection against all of the onslaughts that you have coming against your mind. Keep my commandments and live, and keep my law as the apple of your eyes. Bind them upon your fingers, write them upon the tablet of your heart. Then it talks about wisdom. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your kinswoman. All right? Then it talks about verse 5, about keeping away from the wanton woman. Now, I've covered things on that, but here is the way Satan does it. And you can see it today. What you do is you get the women to compromise and accept sin and adultery and fornication and sex sins as normal and natural. And today, the schools say, if you get pregnant, we'll take care of you. Planned Parenthood says, if you have an unwanted pregnancy, we will help you. Come into our murder parlors and we'll take care of it for you. They don't put it quite like that. But I think the law is very good in some states where it requires all women to watch a sonogram of the baby within before they go with an abortion, and up to 90% refuse the abortion once they see that it really is a baby. Mm-hmm. See? But, you know, the now gang and all of the evil slaughtering women are against that. Okay? And this, it is true. It is true. That once a woman is given to whoredoms, men are just like, how shall I say, mowing hay with an automatic sickle. You just cut them down and they fall. Because men, that is their weakest point. That if a woman says, oh, come on, this will be enjoyable. No one will know. Everything is ready. Bang. There's only one account of a man in the Bible who resisted. You know who that was?
Yeah, Joseph.
Joseph, but he still got framed. And thrown in the dungeon. Well, God had to humble Joseph quite a bit because he had an awful lot of vanity. But nevertheless, only one account. And look at it today. I mean, if you want an education, watch CNBC concerning the pedophilia operation that they have, concerning the recovery program that they tell you about concerning those who are obsessed with sex. And it'll be a real education for you to know what's going on in the world. But what you have to do, as I covered last time, especially for men, there is so much soft porn taken for granted on television that you have really got to watch what you're watching. Keep in mind the blue channel. Whenever something comes on that you shouldn't watch, hit that channel. Then you can see some blue relief. See, the blue channel has nothing on it, just a blue screen. See? All right, now let's come to chapter 9. Chapter 9 and verse 10. Here again, this goes right back to where? Goes right back to the first chapter. Goes right back to Psalm 119. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But you see, wisdom has got to be built. And the knowledge of the holy is understanding. And that is to protect your mind. To not let your mind, your heart, your life, your emotions, and everything that you have be taken down by something that is evil. Whether it is drugs, whether it is sex, whether it is illegally getting money, whether it is a financial scheme, whether it is doing in your neighbor, whether it is cheating against your boss, whether it is shoplifting in the store, whether it is pilfering from the storehouse where you work, all of those things. You must have the Word of God, the fear of God, and you must constantly be building up on that so that you know how to run your life and how to think. And the more you do that, the more you will build the character and the more you will build the control of your own mind through the Word of God and through the Holy Spirit of God. All right, let's come to chapter 10. Now here's where we start out, right and wrong, good and evil. Positive, negative. It's the way the world would like to say it, positive and negative. All right, all the Psalms from chapter 1 up to here all the Proverbs from chapter 1 up to here are David's. Chapter 10 starts out with the Proverbs of Solomon. Okay? The Proverbs of Solomon. A wise son makes a glad father. Why? Because he'll be successful. He'll do what is right. He'll take care of his family. He'll be a respectable person. But a foolish son is grief to his mother. Now, why does it say grief to his mother? Because women are attached to their children and emotionally involved with them. They carried them. They nursed them. They changed their diapers. They saw them grow up. So their lives are intricately wrapped up in it. So when they do things that are not right, it brings grief to the mother. And being emotionally upset, they have a hard time sleeping. They have a hard time concentrating. It affects their health because their emotions are dragged down. All of those things. Grief to his mother. The treasures of wickedness profit nothing. So if you have a scheme that comes along presented to you, looks like you're going to make a lot of money. Beware. Beware. The hook that comes generally is an anchor that sinks you. But righteousness delivers from death. See? Evil, righteousness. Now a promise. A lot of these are promises. Verse 3, the Lord will not allow the soul of the righteous to famish. Now it even says that David said in one of the Psalms that he never saw the children of the righteous hungry. So God will work it out. God is the one who can control the circumstances. Have you ever had something happen where you know that God had to have something to do with it? Well, I know when Dolores goes shopping, I don't know how she does it, but God prospers her way. Wherever she goes shopping, she can walk into stores and find bargains and prices that other women don't even know are there. And they're going around paying top dollar. Okay? This suit, probably $135, $40. Dolores' purchase, $35. Was she prospered? Yes, indeed. She saved $100. You know, like someone said, they bought this television. The husband came home and said to his wife, "Why'd you buy this television?" He said, "Well, I saved $400 on it." He said, "Oh, good, give me the $400. Okay. But thwarts the desire of the wicked. That's why the wicked always get caught. Now, it may take a while, but sooner or later, they're going to get caught. Now, here has to do with working. He who deals with a lazy hand becomes poor, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. Doesn't mean you're going to be wealthy, but you're going to be better off. He who gathers in summer is a wise son, but he who sleeps in harvest is a son that causes shame. So there you have work, laziness, good, evil, righteousness, sin. Verse 6, blessings are upon the head of the just. Everyone wants blessings, don't they? All right. The ones who are just are the ones who are right with God. But violence covers the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the righteous is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Boy, we're glad he's dead. Remember one dictator, World War II, when they got him? Benito Mussolini, you know, one of the most vain dictators of modern time. When they finally got him, they hung him upside down publicly. Look at what happened to Stalin. Look at what happened to Hitler. Look what happened to Mao Tse-tung. Look what happens to any dictator. Hugo Chavez, his day's coming soon. Fidel Castro, his day's coming soon. Okay? The name of the wicked shall rot. All right, now take a couple more verses here. Verse 8, the wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. See, if you don't listen, you just run off at the mouth. You don't pay attention to anybody, you're in for a big fall. Okay, let's come down to verse 11. Notice, all the way through here, we're talking about righteous the wicked, the wise the simple. All right, verse 11. The mouth of a righteous one is a well of life. Why? Because he's going to give good instruction that's going to last, that's going to work. But violence covers the mouth of the wicked. All of these are so straightforward, you see. And when you read these things, what it does to your mind, it establishes right and wrong, good and evil, how to make decisions, look at what is right, avoid what is wrong. Now, you're not going to be thinking all of these things at once, but what it does, it programs your mind so that when things come up, then you're going to be able to make a right decision at that time because you have it in your mind, you have it in your heart. Verse 12, hatred stirs up strife. Boy, is that not true. But love covers all sins. That's why love is the greatest, you see. Now, it doesn't cover them over and let them fester underneath. It brings a solution to it through repentance and change. Because love is going to instruct. Love is then going to show the way out and covers that sin. Verse 13, the lips of him who has understanding in In the lips of him who has understanding, wisdom is found. But a rod is for the back of him who is without understanding. Well, you try that today, you get the ALCU down on your neck right away. But it's true, you can have circumstances beat you down, right? Yes. Yeah, I wonder what would happen if, well, they kicked corporal discipline out of schools a long time ago. And now parents who try and discipline their children can have them taken away from them. So whatever discipline you give, this is why it's important with your children. You teach them. You teach them. Teach, 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 teach. It's not like it was years ago. You know, when I was growing up, hey, I could go anywhere. I drove my mother bats, but you know, sometimes I'd leave at 8 in the morning, come home 4 at night. Freddie, where have you been? All down playing in the park with the kids. See? And it was a common thing. Kids weren't out there doing a lot of evil stuff. There weren't a lot of sex predators around. There weren't prowling murderers around in those days, you know. And I'll have to tell you one. When I did wrong, see, this shows I'm getting a little older. I'm remembering the sins of my youth so that I can repent. Okay. Now, we lived in a house, and right next door was a lot without a house, but it was full of hazelnut trees and willow trees. Okay, now that made good snacks when they came ripe. But when I did wrong, I had to go pick the switch. And if I didn't pick a good one, I had to go redo it. And so when I got switched, you know, bottom of your legs, that stings, but it still didn't stop me. So she decided, my mother decided, another way. So on the mantle of the fireplace, we had this, never will forget the clock. You know, you've seen it made with this kind of thing, clock right there. So she made me stand with my arms out. Started me out when I had a violation that I shouldn't have done. Started out 10 minutes. Boy, and after a while, you know, the arms going down, and she'd be right around the corner. Get those arms up! Get those arms up or I'm going to switch you. Get them up! Okay. And then that still didn't stop me. So it got to be 20 minutes. Then a half hour. Then an hour. Here I am. So finally, she said, I give up. So what did I do? I quit doing the things that caused it. How's that for stupid reasoning, huh? Okay. Yeah, that's when I was, what, third grade? Second grade. Okay. See, I should have had some of these proverbs. Okay? Help me along. All right, let's go on. Let's come to verse 17. He who keeps instruction is in the way of life, but he who refuses reproof goes astray. All right, now here's the thing. Here's the thing to beware of. This is why we need wisdom. He who hides hatred with lying lips, and he who speaks a slander is a fool. See? So you have today, you've got to be very wise, especially in business. And one of the ones that Dolores worked for years ago, he dealt in law and contracts. And he told her, you must read every word in the contract. And you must understand every word, because one word can change the meaning and cost us lots of money. Okay? Because they come in, slap you on the back, flattering words, you know, we're going to make lots of money. Oh, here's the contract. Yeah, hurry up and sign it. We have to get it back. No. I'll come back tomorrow. We're going to read it. Well, do it now. What's the matter with doing it now? No, we have a policy. We read it first. You do want everything to be right, don't you? You don't tell them, hey, we don't trust you. But you say to them, well, you do want it to be right, don't you? Well, how are they going to answer? No, I don't want it to be right. See, they're going to have to answer, yes. Okay, what are you doing in those things? Think about it. You're keeping yourself from trouble. You're controlling the situation. You're saving yourself a lot of anger and bitterness later. You're saving yourself from somewhere down the line having to say, stupid. See, that's what the Proverbs are all about. All right, let's continue on. Let's come down here to verse 20. The tongue of the righteous is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is worth little. This is how God looks at things. The blessing of the Lord itself makes rich, because if you're in right standing with God, you have more than all the money on earth and all the trouble that goes with it. Okay? And he adds no sorrow with it. Is that what you want in your life? You've got to ask yourself a question, you see. Now, verse 23. To work out evil devices is a sport to a fool. You ever seen kids out in the neighborhood doing stupid things? Throwing eggs, toilet paper all over the trees, all over the yard? Now, we had people who didn't care for us, and every Halloween we had some egg up alongside one of our cars or up on the porch, even on the front door. See? Right there. Is a fool. But a man of understanding has wisdom. Now, this is always true. Verse 24 is always true. The fears of the wicked shall come upon him. Now, the next time you watch anything, a documentary or a movie on crime, they're always afraid. They're always afraid. They're always afraid. But the desire of the righteous shall be granted. See the difference? You want God's blessing? You want God to lead you? You want God to guide you? Well, then you take control of your mind and you use these proverbs as guides for making the right choices. Because everything we do is a choice. Everything we think is a choice. So if we are in the habit because of training and because of putting in God's word into our minds, how are we going to react? How are we going to look at things, see? And always remember this, and this is the hardest one. Don't react emotionally with your temper, because that's going to cause a lot of problems. I've done that. You've done that. How'd it work out? Well, you had to go apologize 10,000 times, you know, to get things worked out. I'm sorry, you know, what's that song? I'm sorry. See? Okay, let's go on here. Verse 25, as the whirlwind passes, so the wicked is no more, but the righteous is an everlasting foundation. I love this next one here, verse 26. Like vinegar to the teeth and like smoke to the eyes, so the sluggard is to those who send him. What took you so long? You lost the pouch? How could that be? Okay. The fear of the Lord prolongs days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. Is that not true? Everything works that way, doesn't it? The answer is, okay. Now, what happens if the wicked's days seem to be prolonged? And someone says, well, look at what they're doing. Nothing's happening to them. Just tell them, God is merciful. He's giving them a chance to change. But you just wait. If they don't change, it'll catch up with them. That's how to answer that. Okay. All right. Now, let's come down here. Let's come down here. All the rest of them are the difference between the righteous and the wicked. Come to chapter 12. and we'll end here pretty quick, because what I want you to do, I want you to go ahead and take some time every day, read some of the Proverbs, read the proverb, think about it, pro and con, think about how it works, think about how it applies in your life, think about how you can apply it, and how it's going to help you. Okay? Now, verse 1, chapter 12. Whoever loves instruction loves knowledge. True, aren't we supposed to be learning all the time? And the knowledge of the Lord is holy, right? And it tells us what to do. And another thing, they found this, that if you eat right, take care of your health, and you're constantly using your mind and studying and reading and things like this, your mind actually improves the older you get. Now notice, but he who hates correction is stupid. Okay. Now the truth is this. If correction comes, even from someone that you don't think ought to correct you, if it is right, acknowledge it and act upon it. Because people, when they correct you, probably have some knowledge or information you need to know. Otherwise, why would they bring it up to try and get you to change something? So think about it. You know, even like David, King David, with the rebellion of Absalom and all the trouble that was caused because of what happened to the kingdom after the thing with Bathsheba and the death of Uriah. The rebellion was so strong that David, he had to leave the palace. And as he was leaving the palace, one of his citizens came up and shook his fist at him and said, "You're the one," you know, started cursing him. And I think it was Joab said, let me do him in. He said, nah, he's speaking truth. Went on. So regardless of where truth comes from, if it helps you and you change, then you've got to acknowledge it. It may be difficult to do so. You know, you may have to bite your tongue, you know, hold your lips, not get angry, don't let your vanity get involved, okay? He who hates correction is stupid, see? Be careful there with that axe, you might cut off your hand. Oh, stop telling me what to do. Whack! Was that not stupid? The good man receives grace from the Lord. And of course, that's what we want. God's grace totally. See? But he will condemn a man of wicked devices. Now notice how this is showing. Right and wrong, good and evil. Wisdom and knowledge. Stupidity and foolishness. Okay? A man shall not be established by wickedness. Boy, you could do a lot with that one, right? How do you run your affairs? How do you think of other people? How do you conduct your life? See? Okay. But the root of the righteous shall not be moved. And that's what's so good with the Proverbs, because, you see, this kind of input into your mind is the disciplining of the mind so that all the synapses in your brain become rightly connected. And so if you've had bad thinking in the past, you need to use this to straighten out your thinking and get a right perspective. And so that's why we have the Proverbs. So this is how you can control your mind. We'll have another one or two sermons on this so we can finish the series, Who and What Controls Your Mind. For our overseas offices, please check our website, www.cbcg.org.